From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is no longer using a ventilator. Doctors in Tucson have replaced her breathing tube. NPR's Jeff Brady says they have performed a tracheotomy so it could be removed.
Removing Giffords' breathing tube frees her from the ventilator. Doctors say she's been breathing on her own for several days anyway. They had hoped to remove the tube without performing a tracheotomy, but no explanation was given for the change. A University Medical Center statement says surgeons also inserted a feeding tube for nutritional support. The hospital says both the tracheotomy and the feeding tube are common for brain-injured patients in the intensive care unit. A big question now is whether Giffords can speak. The left side of the brain, where the bullet traveled through, controls speech in most people. Doctors are expected to hold a medical briefing Monday morning local time. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Tucson.
One of the survivors of last week's shootings in Tucson has been arrested. Pima County Deputy Jason Ogan says a local Tea Party activist was threatened by James Fuller during a town hall meeting.
Trent Humphreys, who's the leader of the Tea Party here in Tucson, was apparently granting some sort of interview. Mr. Fuller turned around with his camera, snapped a picture, and then yelled, "You're dead."
Fuller apparently objected to comments Humphreys made during the meeting organized for an ABC News special. Fuller was one of the 13 people wounded in the Tucson shootings. He's been ordered to undergo a mental evaluation. The son of Martin Luther King Jr. says the shootings in Arizona illustrate why his father's work must continue. Martin Luther King III spoke last night at a dinner in Atlanta where the King Center honored the late Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy's work on civil rights. In southern Afghanistan, a U.S. Marine has shot and killed an Afghan policeman. U.S. officials say the Afghan used a weapon to threaten the Marine during a dispute. NPR's Quill Lawrence has more on what happened.
A NATO statement said that the incident took place in the Sangin district of Helmand province. The statement said that after the two men argued, the U.S. Marine told his superiors that the Afghan officer had threatened him. According to NATO, the Afghan left his post but later returned and pointed his weapon at the Marine, who warned him to drop the gun before shooting him twice, killing the man. A spokesman for the Helmand provincial governor said no witnesses could corroborate the U.S. Marine's version of events and that an investigation would be forthcoming. Building the Afghan armed forces and police is the cornerstone of the American strategy to begin withdrawing from Afghanistan by July, but recent White House statements suggest that U.S. troops will be in force here until 2014 and beyond. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
More severe thunderstorms expected today in Brazil, where mudslides have killed some 600 people. In Australia, some communities remain isolated by floodwaters, while others are bracing for more high water. And from Washington, this is NPR News. A woman believed to be the oldest African-American in the United States has died at the age of 113. Here's her story from NPR's Pam Fessler.
Mississippi Wynn was born in 1897 in Louisiana. She died there on Friday at the Magnolia Manor Nursing Home in Shreveport. In between, Wynn, who was known as Sweetie, worked as a cook and took care of other people's children. She never married. Robert Young of the Gerontology Research Group told the Associated Press that Wynn was one of only two known people in the United States whose parents almost certainly were born into slavery. And he said she was believed to be the seventh oldest person in the world. Young visited Wynn last year and said she knew her age but thought she was young. That was just the thing, he said. She had a very positive attitude. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers are a step closer to the Super Bowl. Each team won their playoff games yesterday, with the Steelers making a dramatic second-half comeback to beat the Baltimore Ravens 31-24. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin says it was a hard-fought game, but his team didn't blink.
Those two teams, that's Hagler-Hearns right there. It's great for the game of football, and we just respect the heck out of those guys, we're not going to fight when we play, and we always do, but I think it's mutual on both sides.
The Steelers will play the winner of today's game between New England and the New York Jets for the AFC title. For the NFC title, Green Bay will face the winner of today's game between the Chicago Bears and Seattle Seahawks after cruising to an easy victory over the Atlanta Falcons. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.